Welcome to episode 17 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. As always, a butt first trivia for you. For the second week in a row now, we haven't had a single winner.
I know, it's been disappointing.
It's been pretty sad. Which actually, this last one kind of surprised me that no one's guessed it, so
I know.
What do you want to do?
I guess we could just say, you know what? Go back to the contest page and figure it out. They're not, I don't think they're that hard.
That last one has been around for a long time, so.
Intense.
It's in one of the most recognizable games of our time, I would say. Wouldn't you?
I would think so. Yeah. Well, sorry then, I guess. No trivias. But we'll be back next week no matter what. Let's say that.
You bet. And with that, we're going to move right on to our topic of the week.
That's right. We are going to tackle a topic on 8-Bit Rocket, an interesting article on mid-core gamers. And the idea was, the author was saying that he really doesn't fit into the two existing predefined categories, which is basically the casual gamers and the hardcore gamers. You know, you got your 360 Halo types, and then you have your, you know, Wii Sports / Flash games on the PC, or, you know,
right,
casual gamers, you know, like Bejeweled crowd.
Yes.
And I think he's got a point there. Like, those are two really broad categories to try to fit everybody into, you know what I mean?
I have a hard time believing that that's all that exists right now. I think there's the hardcore crowd that wanted to be different from everybody else because everybody else was every other thing possible, basically. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, we're the hardcore gamers, and we want to be on the edge of gaming. We want the coolest stuff, the best graphics. We want to live on the edge, which is dangerous, by the way. Please be careful. So then people just think, well, I'm not a hardcore gamer. I'm just a casual gamer, you know, and I think Wii has really emphasized on this. But to think that there's just those two categories, to me, is a bit foolish, because I think there already exists every level of gaming possible.
Sure.
It's,
I mean,
it just
you
depends
could categorize
on what you... Because, like, what am I?
Yeah. Well, you're a freak. You're a Sonic gamer or something. I don't know what I'd call you. A Smash Sonic gamer. No, I mean, we categorize, you know, people differently. You know, you got Nintendo fanboys and Sony fanboys, people that play certain systems. I mean, I don't know that we need an official dictionary term for mid-core gamer, but, I found it an interesting article only because, I find myself enjoying it. You know, typically the Halo people aren't going to be playing Bejeweled, and the Bejeweled people aren't going to be playing Halo. I know those are two extremes, but I find myself enjoying, you know, games that would be under each of those two categories, you know, equally.
I think there are a lot of people that would be there with you.
Yeah,
I can think of one person right now that would be enjoying both. Maybe not at the same time. I think that's a hardcore gamer.
That's an achievement right there. I don't have the time to play Halo 3 online for 6 hours or World of Warcraft or, you know, I don't really have the time to master games like I probably did when I was, you know, younger. But I do enjoy those, you know, HD graphic, you know, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty 4 type of games that they bring a different level of challenge, you know what I mean? At the same time, it's nice to sometimes pick up a game that you can just kind of relax and enjoy. And maybe it's not as much of a challenge, but it's just fun. It's just a fun game to play, and there's not this level of skill involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy for people to separate things into black and white. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, one side versus the other, and Yeah, and I think there's a lot more going on in the video game market than people realize just to begin with. And I think it's just easy to label things that way.
Well, and also I think, you know, with you have analysts talking about, you know, the trends in the gaming industry and why this system is going to beat the other system. And they try to point to these kind of stereotypical things. You know, when the Wii is doing good, they're like, oh, look, casual gaming is, you know, becoming mainstream and Nintendo's doing this and that. And they kind of, like you said, categorize things and try to simplify what might be a very complex set of circumstances, you know.
But see, what's interesting to me is generally anything that looks kind of kiddie is considered a soft, like a soft core game, right? Like, or like a casual game because it looks mm-hmm. kiddie. And that's not really true, right? I guess hardcore, we always think of like, you know, the gritty, you know,
rated M or
Gears of War kind of feeling. It's like, oh well, this has a little cartoon character on the front. This is, you know, Zack and Wiki. That is a casual game. It's like, not really. Mm-hmm. It takes a different kind of skill, which is your brain.
Right.
So it's stereotypes, I guess. Yeah, which I think you already talked about.
That's tough.
So I'm basically just about 5 minutes behind of what you just said, but I caught up.
You're getting there.
I'm testing that brain power. That's why I bought Zack and Wiki. I'm getting smarter every day.
Well, and another game that kind of fits in that category that I just picked up was Professor Layton and the Mysterious Village.
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. But same type of deal. Like it's a great game. I'll tell you right off the bat.
For DS. But
it's for the DS. It's kind of a point and click adventure. But the basic gameplay element is these kind of puzzles, more like brain teasers, really. Again, I don't know if that's a casual title because it's not doesn't have guns in it really. Or
well, I don't think guns mean it's casual. Or, I'm sorry, hardcore.
I know guns don't mean it's casual.
But yeah, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but it kind of has a kid image to it because it's cartoony.
This math is so hard. It's rated mature.
Yeah, it is.
Are you hardcore enough for this math?
It's difficult. I mean, some of the early puzzles are really easy, and you'll think, oh, what's Tim talking about? He must be a moron, but. It does get more difficult, I promise. So
instead of catching the bunnies in Mario Galaxy, you have to count them.
Yeah. And they're hopping around, you know. I mean, definitely a recommendation. Anyone who has a DS, you owe it to yourself to pick it up.
I guess that's me.
Yes, please do.
Is there online versus I can play you and
No, that's the one thing, like I think I'm really glad they added the downloadable puzzles because most of the puzzles, once you beat them, there's really no reason to play them again because you know the trick. You know, it's like a magician or something. If you know how he pulls the rabbit out of the hat, then it's not really that impressive the second time, right?
Right.
So, unless you're not very smart,
let's say like a short-term memory.
A short-term memory loss. Yeah.
Like, oh, what was that one?
That would be great because you could play the same game over and over. Save you a lot of money that way.
Just don't buy any memory cards ever for your old consoles. And man, I swear I've been playing this game forever.
Yeah.
Well, great. Moving right along then. What's next?
I guess we got some comic talk.
We do, apparently.
So Altair and his ad campaign.
Yeah, good stuff. I was happy about this one, to be honest.
I thought it turned out pretty good. I found it funny that we got a really negative commenter on Joystick. It's not my comment of the week, so I figured we'd talk about it here.
Sure.
This guy Cameron or something, he was just like, I don't have it in front of me, but he was just like, why is 2P Start even exist? You know, why is it every week in the webcomic wrap-up? But I hate the art style and I hate the humor, blah, blah, blah.
My younger brother could draw better than this.
Oh, yeah, my 5-year-old brother could draw better. So what does that make him, like 7, maybe? But, no, at least he, you know, criticizes both equally. He hates your art style and he hates my humor. So that was nice. But I did find it encouraging, I guess, that there were, like, 4 people that came to our defense.
Yeah, like immediately. And,
yeah, they were like, hey, if you can do better, you know, prove it, dude. You know, or one guy was really, you know, he really gets it. He's like, hey, there's other things that these people do with their lives, you know, like they have jobs and, you know, families and this and that. And there's other things they could be doing besides coming up with comics every week, you know. So I guess it's nice to know that people realize that it is a lot of work.
Yeah, I've been I'm always surprised by how much time it takes.
Yeah, it does.
And, you know, when we had Richard Aguirre do a guest strip, when he was all done, he was like, that took me a lot longer than I thought it would. Like, it's pretty crazy you do this, like, every week. I was like, yep. Yeah. Thanks for taking the bullet for me this week.
Right, exactly. Well, I guess it's a good thing we enjoy it. I mean...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could feel burned out pretty quickly doing this if it was, like... If it felt like a job, you know.
And it's nice that we get along about it, too. I mean, it'd be a different story if Tim and I had some bad blood. If we were, like, co-workers forced to make this comic together. I'm like, your ideas suck.
Yeah, exactly. I could not see that working too long.
So, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the comic. And
this coming week, we're going to make a Professor Layton comic, correct?
Yes. So you guys can look forward to that.
Yeah, so... If you've never heard of Professor Layton, then go to ProfessorLaytonDS.com and learn about the game just so you get the comic on Wednesday.
Or just brush up on your math skills, and you'll probably
Yes. Good. You need a 10th grade math education minimum.
Play some Brain Age before you read the comic. With every great comic comes great comments. This week was no different with our suggestion box. Well, my comment of the week is going to go to Narnian, who is a female, I might add. I remember it this time.
Correct. Thank you.
She said, happy anniversary. May there be many more to come. Nubby elbows and all. Yay.
That
hooray,
is the number
hooray for that, the nubby elbows.
Yeah. That is the number one criticism from people who've never been to the site before.
Yeah, well, you know? This continues on because when our comic was on GoNintendo.com, like one of the first comments was like, why does that poor man have elbow tumors?
Elbow tumors, that's right. That was
and,
great.
And somebody else was like, oh, it's the creator's art style. He's like, oh, okay, I just figured he sucked at drawing. Oh, yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Which is ridiculous.
Right?
Like, you could draw this comic for a year, and they all look the way they look, but you just can't get those elbows right, you know? Just keep working, Ray.
What does everyone have against the elbows? It just seemed logical to me when I first started making comics. I was like, I just feel like putting a big circle on their elbows. Like, you know, I'm a bony character, so he's going to have a little nub at the end of it where the bone is going to like basically stick out. It's his little joint. It's just weird to me because I can't tell you how many people have been on me, like on my case for this. Like, Ray, you gotta look at some other art and, you know, and figure out that way you can get away from like the whole nubby elbow thing. It's like, do you ever criticize Dilbert for having a screwed up tie? No.
Right, exactly.
That's just
Everyone's
Dilbert.
Got their little thing.
That's what makes him Dilbert.
That's Ray's
sorry,
signature.
I'll lower the pitch. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I mean, I understand. We gotta just make a
nubby elbow
t-shirt.
I get very
t-shirt.
Emotional about my nubby elbows. You'll need to get it straight. Or
we
round.
We need a nubby elbow t-shirt or something. Just a big arm with a huge
We need like a good
it.
Catchphrase to put underneath the nubby elbow.
Elbow patches, yeah. Well, my comment of the week goes to Dash, who, I won't read the whole comment, but the part that I found funny was this. He says, you know, I was going to say, nice comic, guys, like I did many, many times, but to save time, from now on, I'll only write NCG, the acronym. So if you ever read NCG, know that it's me supporting the comic and probably doing a bad joke. NCG. I just found that really funny because
so
you gave this
mean,
whole...
So it doesn't mean, like, no comment, gay.
Well, we're just going to assume that anytime somebody says NCG, they're applauding us. But thank you, Dash, for the lengthy explanation so that you can, from now on, use that three-letter acronym and we'll know what you mean.
And we don't know if this will catch on or not, but perhaps we might try to push for this to make it catch on. Which
Let's
then I have to ask,
it.
Do we really want it to catch on? That's another question.
Well, we'll see. It looks like we already have a second fan of the acronym, DJ said that he supports the use of NCG and one day hopes to see it on a t-shirt.
Wait, which press release was that he announced this? DJ officially supports the NCG.
Correct. And he wants to see it on t-shirt. You know, we have to really limit our t-shirt, our t-shirt designs. I'm not giving anything away. I'm not going to give anything away.
Quiet.
What?
Quiet. We don't want them to know they can wear these shirts. Don't give anything away.
Well, we've already had... Was it DJ or Andrew was making their own shirt?
Yeah, we won't go into that. We won't go into that.
Yeah. Not for this podcast. We're still working on the t-shirt thing. And...
Yeah. That is something that I did want to bring up is we are working on the t-shirt stuff. And that doesn't just mean... We have good cheer about it a little more than last time. Like we are,
there's been a development
development's definitely.
There's been an unexpected development, and it was very good timing as well. I'll say
we will now be making jumpsuits. I'd wear it.
No, okay. I'll say this much. I'll say that, you know, last week you guys pushed for us to get some merchandise. I'm gonna keep it. You can edit it if you don't like it. Edit it.
I do already. It's gone.
Okay. Well, just let me say
it. I'm editing it in my mind.
Okay. So you guys. And this will all be edited.
Yeah. You didn't. Oh, you don't know how real that is.
I know. Well, what do we got next, Trey?
Well, we have the most haunting segment of the 2P Start Live podcast, the dreaded.
Luigi's Mansion Award.
Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Silver the Hedgehog, or Black Doom.
There's so many.
Well, what's yours? What's yours?
Well, let me ask you a question, Ray.
Oh, no. Yes, you may.
Okay. What do you think of the Mario Kart Wii box art?
I don't mind it. It's all right.
What?
I guess I'm just not that attached to it. I think if I was like a really huge fan of Mario Kart, I'd be worried about every element. But the truth is, it's Mario Kart and everyone's going to buy it. You know, and so it's like
yeah,
the box
well, that's
means
not the
diddly
point.
Squat.
I'm not worried about Nintendo's pocketbooks here. I mean, I know the game will be good. But just
well, okay, think about
taking that by itself.
Now, what was the cover of Mario Kart DS? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was Mario in a little cart.
And it was white.
And it was white.
And it said Mario Kart DS.
Yep.
So is this really that much different? Because that didn't really show you anything awesome. It's like, yeah, it's Mario with a cart. What do you freaking expect? Like, the name said it all right there. I think this one is like, well, people know what Mario Kart is, so we're going to push... You know, the new feature of it, which is the wheel.
Okay, well, tell me this thing.
And saying that Mario and Luigi are both holding, you know, the steering wheel controllers, that's like two controllers around the cover. It's like, yeah, it's like saying, look, there's two Mario characters on the cover. How lame. It's like, no, they're racing against each other, right?
The point was that there's like four wheels on the cover of the box art. And one is huge and takes up the entire thing. One is the actual information, that's all you really need to see. And then for Mario and Luigi to be, like, playing
the
game instead of driving the carts...
I wouldn't say the information is all that you really need to see, because, like, how many people pick up a box and then read, like, the tiny print on it? Like, oh,
well, if
like,
it's a huge box, I think I'd want to know what's inside.
And they're showing you they have a big, giant wheel on it.
Yeah,
And then they also show you the characters holding the wheel, so that you can see what it's like.
So
and
in
then,
the game, the characters are going to be holding the wheel?
No, but it's a representation of what you will be doing, because you will be Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, no you won't.
Yeah,
you'll
will.
You'll be controlling their bodies. It's mind control.
That's what the wheels are doing. That's how you're controlling them.
And the blue light in the back
so
of it.
So the question then is the when Mario's holding onto that wheel, is it controlling him, or is he controlling the wheel?
Or is he controlling you? Well, we're a little off topic here, but let me ask you one more question. Do you think the new Mario Kart Wii box art is better, or Mario Kart Double Dash on the GameCube?
There are things I like and don't like about the Double Dash cover. But I would say overall, I do like it better than the Wii cover.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. I just feel that they really could have put a lot more on the cover and still shown people, yes, there's the new Wii wheel to play the game with, and look at all the other things there are, like motorcycles and tricks and you know, whatever else they wanted to push. So, I don't know.
Chainsaws,
I mean,
chainsaws, sniper rifles,
Master Chief.
Playable, confirmed.
Deconfirmed.
Aww. I know how you feel. This happens to me a lot. Like, I don't care about the No More Heroes cover very much, you know, because I've seen better. They have other covers I thought were cooler. Mm-hmm. It's just disappointing to know that they have cooler stuff and they chose that instead. Like, it's frustrating, but, you know.
Well, I do hope that, of course, that the game itself is better than, like, Double Dash, for instance. And, I mean, of course, that's all that really matters. But at this point, that's all I have to judge. Like you with your Brawl menus and such, so. Yeah.
All right, well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to the Leisure Suit Larry trailer. Have you seen this?
The new game?
Yes.
I read something about it. I have not looked at it, though.
It's a parody of a commercial for Gears of War that kind of does it shot for shot. And I don't know if you know much about Leisure Suit Larry, and I certainly do not, but the gist of it is... How do I even say that? Like, how do I even say what the point of the game is?
Well, I've played all of them, so if you'd like me to...
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I've never played one of those games. Are you kidding me?
I think you just go around trying to pick up women, basically, right?
Basically.
So it's just a trashy game.
More than pick up, if you know what I mean.
Right, it's just a bunch of sex jokes and, like, potty
and
humor, basically.
Those games are way back in the day when graphics were not very good.
Right, and now it's still doing it, and the graphics still kind of suck. It's like,
that's true.
So I'm supposed to be picking up cartoon. Okay, so... And so the problem I have with this trailer is I just have something against Leisure Suit Larry. But the real Black Doom Award here is actually going to go to Gears of War, because this is something I've never brought up before, which is I hate that commercial. And
I like it.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Really? See, this blows my mind because when I was reading Joystick, they said, if any of you didn't get a chance to see the incredible trailer for Gears of War, featuring Gary Jules and Michael Andrews' version of the classic Tears for Fears song Mad World, then you missed out on one of the best video game advertisements to date. And I was like, I hope you're sarcastic, because that commercial is terrible. And every time I saw it, I would cringe. I'd be like, this is horrible. You guys can go view it for yourself. I'll put a link here on the site, and you can take a look for yourself, but it just...
I don't know, Ray.
It makes me bitter. It makes me very bitter.
Suggestion box fodder for next week.
Maybe it's just the song. It's like, because it really doesn't fit the game at all. It does not fit the mood of the game at all. And people say it does. They're like, it fits it perfectly because there's like a bittersweet feeling to the war and everything. I'm like, do you really think the people playing the game are all about the bittersweet feeling? No, they're about shooting crap. Like, that's the Gears of War is all about, like, oh, hey, look, I just chainsawed my friend online. Yeah, bittersweet, huh? That's really getting the message across. They should have a freaking commercial where he runs in with a chainsaw and slices the dude's head off. Like, that would make a lot more sense. That's a great Gears of War commercial.
I would say as a standalone, I've actually never played the game, although I'd like to.
Instead of the Assassin's Creed commercial where Altera's jumping down ready to stab the dude, be like, oh my god, that's sweet. They should have the Mad World song playing and have him just walking around lonely. You know, like, oh, that really captures the emotion of that game. What a great game. What a great commercial. Like, no. It's a terrible commercial. It doesn't fit the mood at all.
Sorry. No.
So I've had this against Gears of War for quite some time. So Leisure Suit Larry was a painful reminder of that.
So who does the Black Doom Award really go to then?
Maybe Mad World, no. Gears of War.
All right. Well, I was going to say, as a standalone thing, it it is kind of beautiful, that commercial, but I can see what you're saying, that it doesn't really capture the game or how you're going to play the game, you know, really at all.
It really doesn't. It's a nice teaser.
I think it's cool, though.
See, that might be like a good teaser trailer.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
But not like a commercial that you air on TV, like, the game is out now. Go buy it. Hardcore. 360. HD.
Well, it was an interesting choice. Let's put it that way.
Well, this podcast was running pretty long, so hopefully you guys have enjoyed it, though. Sorry we're a day late, but hey, next Monday we'll be back with a new podcast, and of course, every Wednesday, new comic right here at 2pstart.com. So with that, he's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.